good morning to you. Good morning to everybody out there. What is happening? My name is Bay Ragney. You're listening to Totally Driven Radio Rocks. That's right. And exciting show today. It's a happy show. It's a great show. It's a fun show. And it's going to be a rocking show. And I cannot wait to share my interview with you and some music as well. Our good friend, the one and only, Roxy Petrucci, returns to Totally Driven Radio. It's been a year. It's been over a year. But she's back, and love Roxy, love everybody over there in the Madam X camp and the Vixen camp. Built amazing relationships with them over the last few years, so it's been a lot of fun, and it's always great getting a chance to talk to any of them, especially when they share the love of gravy, shall we say. I'm sure she'll get a kick out of that. I'm sure her sister Willis will as well. But, you know, they have the new Vixen album. It's getting ready to come out. It's called Live Fire. It's going to be a live album. A couple bonus tracks on there. Thanks to Rat Pack Records, they're putting that out. So we talk about that. We talk about the new live album. We talk about the bonus tracks. We talk about the Madam X album. We talk about this Friday, Sweden Rock Festival. And Roxy's playing double duty. She's playing with both Vixen and Madam X, which is freaking amazing. We talk about the potential of possibly a double tour. We talk about Monsters of Rock Cruise. And we talk about some more things. So what you got to do is sit down, relax, turn up the volume, and check out our interview. Because here it is, the one and only Roxy Petrucci.
And there she is.
Rocked and ready for Sweden Rock.
I thought that was this weekend. I was like, wait a minute, you're doing interviews on a Friday night? Shouldn't you be in Sweden?
No, actually, I was rehearsing with Madam X today. We're doing our very last rehearsal before Sweden. Leave on Wednesday, and then we play. Well, Wednesday, we leave Wednesday. You know, we got a lot of connections, flights, blah, blah, blah. Lose a day, basically. We play Friday. And I'm playing noon with Vixen and then 2:45 with Madam X. Something like that.
Oh, geez. Almost back to back.
Yeah, play the same day. Yeah, I got 90 minutes between shows, but hey, I'm ready. I'll be ready for it. I mean, it's like, I'm just really excited about it. It's like, how cool is that? I mean, just to play Sweden Rock and then I'm playing twice.
Twice.
It's like, how cool is that?
Not many people
right?
can do that, right?
Right. And then Saturday, we're going to be there an extra day, so I get to at least enjoy some of the bands that are playing, which are some pretty great bands. So it's going to be quite a week.
That lineup is amazing. I was looking at it the other day when you guys were sharing it. I was like, oh, my Lord. Like, why don't we get stuff like that in the States? Like, it kills me.
I know, right? You're going to have to go to Sweden next time.
Yeah, right?
There's some good festivals out there.
There's a better chance of me going to Sweden than getting on a boat for Monsters of Rock Cruise.
What? Why? Yeah,
I am a big baby. Like, first off,
you don't even look at. You don't even know you're on a boat. The ship is so big, you don't even feel it. You really don't. You feel it after you get off the boat. Then you kind of get. You know, you got to get your sea legs back, but. Yeah, it does not feel like you're on a boat at all. It just feels like you're in this big city. It's fantastic. You're really missing out. You got
to
go.
The dead center of the boat would be where I would be.
You won't even – you big baby.
I'm telling you, I'm a big baby.
Yeah, you are. I mean, it's the ultimate rock and roll experience, and you're depriving yourself.
And you know what? Like, I see you guys, you put the pictures up each year, the posts and all, and I'm looking, like, it looks amazing. And then I see the water, I'm like, nope. Nope.
Don't even look at the water. Just don't look at the water. The band's playing, like, every hour. So you're going to be busy. You're going to be rocking. And you're not even going to notice the water.
Yeah. Sweden
just
sounds
don't
so
fall
much
in.
Better to me. Yeah, just don't fall in.
I'm kidding. No, Sweden's a blast. The cruise is a blast, and maybe one of these days I'll talk you into going, but maybe next year, now that you know Vixen's on it.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, one of the local bands from around here is going to be playing Monsters of Rock, too. they're Mach 22, and actually, it's Jeff LaBar from Cinderella, his son's band.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
It's so weird to hear that, his son's band. It's like, what? We're still that young. What do you mean, his son's band? No.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I don't want to hear that. That's awesome. Very
yeah,
cool.
They've actually played, I mean, they opened for Guns N' Roses here at the Lincoln Financial Stadium. They've opened for Bon Jovi when they came through Philly last year. Like, they've had some huge shows. So, yeah, they
announced.
Wow.
Wow. Well, I'll have to make a point of checking them out on the ship then.
Yeah, you'll like them. You'll really dig them.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. I'm in.
So how are you? Like, you're like super busy. Yeah, Madam X is going.
Yeah, super. Yep. We're just, you know, we have a new, you know, the Madam X record's out. We shot a video. We have a couple more things we have to shoot for the video and do some editing. So that's coming together. And then, you know, we're playing Sweden Rock and I'm doing both bands. And Vixen has a new live CD coming out in July. You can pre-order now at ratpackrecords.com. And that has two bonus tracks on it, two studio tracks. And one of them is Edge of a Broken Heart acoustic, and it's really stripped down and bare and just sounds heavenly. It's just the vocals are just incredible. It's real, yeah, it's just incredible. The vocals, the Janet and the backgrounds are just incredible. And then the other studio track is You All Know By Now, which is a song that we played back in the day with Jan. And we resurrected that, just brought it a little bit up to date. And I don't know why we ever didn't record that, because it's a great song. It's very Vixen, very classic Vixen with the big harmonies, and it's just, it's killing. It's killing.
And
we're going to throw that in our live set.
Yeah, you used to play it a lot live. You used to play that song a lot.
We put it in our set in when I first joined Vixen, we were playing that song. And then once we recorded the album, we didn't play it anymore. I don't know why. You know, I guess because we had so many other songs to play, but
sure.
It's a real standout track. I don't know why we didn't do that, but we're doing it now.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. So we're really excited about that, and you know, we're going to be really busy from Sweden Rock through the summer. We just have a lot of dates booked. We're going to be going over to Europe and doing Germany and doing Belgium. We're doing Grass Pop Festival. We're playing in Finland. So it's a pretty jam-packed summer, the way
now,
I like it.
Now, how about this? Like, let me see if I can get an answer, like, how this sounds right. Like, you're playing Finland, you're playing Sweden, you're playing on a boat, but you're not playing Philadelphia.
Hey, man, I'm not the agent. I'm just the drummer. You got to take that up with Big Time Entertainment. Are you sure we're not playing in Philly?
I'm positive.
Well, not yet. Not all our dates are posted yet. More dates are coming in.
Okay. Because,
so,
I mean, you're getting some East Coast stuff, so there's no reason not to.
Yeah. No. And I know the last time we played, well, it's not Philly, but we played at Penn's Peak in, where is that?
Yeah.
That's in Pennsylvania, but I don't know where.
Jim Thorpe.
Yes.
Yep.
What a great place to play, too. But you're right. We need to hit Philly. So you need to bug our agent. If the fans demand it, we'll play there.
I can do that. I have no problem with that.
Yeah. Okay. You do that. I know you'll do that.
And like, so I think we need to like make it just a double bill, since you're like going to be doing these back to back thing with over in Sweden, you know, Sweden Rock Fest. You're like going to get yourself geared up to do like back to back Madam X and Vixen shows now.
Sure, that would be great. One drum kit. I just get off, take a break, and get back on. I'm
there
up for that. I'm totally up for that. I would love that.
Does that mean you will break out the motorcycle drum kit again?
Let me think about that. That's a tall order there. I mean, because we do fly-in dates. If you're talking about going on the road for months at a time, sure. But flying in and out, which is what we do, that's not going to happen. Not yet, anyway.
The whole flying dates, though, it's so much easier, isn't it?
Well, not the way the airlines are these days. Sometimes it's I'd rather drive.
Oh.
You know, it takes some like going to Chicago for me is a 5-hour drive. Going to the airport, it's a 5-hour ordeal. It's just going through all the bullshit you have to go through. But I prefer flying, but it is easier in some aspects. But I'd rather be in a bus, actually. I miss being in a tour bus. That was fun. That was a lot of fun. But not feasible right now.
I hear you. Now, how's Janet doing after the whole, like, brain surgery thing? I mean, like, how scary was that?
Oh, my God. Scary times 10. We were just... It was like the shocker when we got the phone call. But luckily, she is going to be fine. She got her last CAT scan, and she is 100%. She's all healed. She was rocking with her solo project just last week in Europe. She's back now and getting ready to hit the road with Vixen. So she is Janet, back to Janet. Thank God.
Awesome.
That was scary. That was just some scary shit.
Wow. And you guys ended up Monsters of Rock Cruise this year. You guys were still on there, and you had like all these guest singers. How was that? That was pretty wild.
Oh, that was, they all pulled together for us, which was really, really cool. It was just like, wow, the rock and roll community came together to help us out and to, to help Janet out too. So,
that's awesome.
You know, all these guys like Terry from Great White and Danny Vaughn from Taiketto. Chad and Tammy from Faster Pussycat. Brett came sat in from Adam X.
Right.
And Cher sang a couple of songs. And it was just, did you watch the video?
Of course, yeah.
They all knocked it out of the park. It was fantastic. I mean, we had a great time, too. And it was just like, wow, we weren't sure we'd be able to pull it off. You know, because a lot of these songs, you know, Janet sings high. She sings in the heavens, pretty much. Sure. So to have them be able to sing these songs that she sings and do a fantastic job, it was just very, very cool. And you know, we couldn't thank them enough for coming through for us. And you know, we wanted to, the show must go on. We wanted to play, and we wanted Janet to rest. She needed to be home. And then then we did the March 3rd, we did a gig with Lorraine Lewis,
right?
And she did it. She was great too. What a showman she is.
Yeah, the rain's awesome.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Did that spark any talk with you guys of what was the project you guys did that never really came out with
Rocktopus? Rocktopus. Yeah. We talked about it. We're like, oh, we got to do something together. And we're talking more and more. You know, when she has time and I have time, sure. I'm sure we'll do something together at some point. We had a great time working together. You know, she's really talented. A lot of fun.
When I saw that when she did the show with you, I was like that one didn't surprise me. I was like, okay. Like when you see people like Todd LaTorre or Tammy Down getting on stage, you're like, how the hell that happened?
So funny. Tammy was hilarious too. I mean, he was just, you know, and he you got to give him credit too. He had laryngitis and he still came up and did his best. Like, how cool is that? It's just so cool. Oh, and Ace Van Johnson, too, playing guitar. He killed it.
That's awesome. That's cool stuff, how just everybody rallied around you guys. That's super cool.
Yeah, very cool. We were surprised that it came together so well with no rehearsals.
Was there like any rehearsal at all, or you just winged it?
No, we did a quick in-room rehearsal with Terry. And Todd LaTorre, don't forget him from Queensryche. Did you hear the way he sang Edge of a Broken Heart? I was like, wow, it sounded like Queensryche doing Edge. It was so cool. Very cool. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, basically no rehearsal. It was just, you know, let's wing it. They had the track, they had the live tracks. And they learned them as best they could. And we just told them, you know, sing them the way you would sing them. You know, trying to keep the melody as as close to possible, but do what you do.
Right.
And they did.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah, it was fun. The show itself was pretty packed. We played in the theater. It was just like we did one show, and it was basically standing room only.
Yeah, like out of the whole cruise that time around, that's all like you heard about was your guy's set because of that. Like I didn't hear nothing else about the whole set, like the whole cruise.
Well, you know what? Because it was an all-star cast, you know, and that always attracts attention. And you know, these are some of the biggest bands on the ship. So to have everybody come together, and it was just so much fun. And you could feel the love in that room. So the love for Janet and the love for the music, and it's just really cool. It's kind of a one-time thing that you won't see very often.
Now, what was Janet's reaction to all that? Like, did she get a kick out of it?
Yeah, she did. She did. She saw some of the videos, and she's like, "Oh my God, they were so great, and I wish I was there." But you know, she's going to be back next week.
Oh, awesome, that's good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So we're all really excited.
Cool.
Especially with the new record coming out, you know, the album.
Yeah, July 6th.
Yes, July 6th. And you can pre-order now, ratpackrecords.com. And so, yeah, check it out. It's live. It's got a couple of the studio tracks on it. And, you know, if you get a chance to come see us, if we're playing in wherever we're playing, come out and see us. We usually do like a little hang after our show at the meet and greet table. And just cool. We'll sign whatever and meet people and, you know, do the rock thing.
Do the rock thing. Now, how about
actual
studio album? Will there be a Vixen studio album in the near future at any point? Or
that's next. We want to do that next. Now that we have the live record under our belt and, you know, I think that it's time. I think we're going to be ready to release something in 2019.
Cool.
We'll take this year to start writing it.
Nice. So this is the appetizer for the main course of next year.
Yeah, this is pretty much like we're back because they, you know, before we were thinking about releasing something, we had so many fans just writing saying, it's time. Come on, can you release one song, something? They wanted something from Vixen. So we thought, let's give them an album, but let's give them the live stuff, the reminder of all the songs like Rev It Up and Love Is a Killer and all that, and hearing it live, and then having the two studio tracks. So that's just a little taste of what's to come.
Nice.
So yeah, so it's very all cool. About timing, and we're going to make sure and release something we're very proud of, and that the fans will dig. Classic Vixen record.
Very, very cool. Can't wait.
Me too.
Cool. Well, I know I only have you for a limited time because you're doing all these interviews. But it's always a pleasure.
And yeah, I love talking to you, babe. We'll do it again.
Yeah,
I'll see
we
you on the ship. You can interview me in person on the ship. How's that? Deal?
Like,
you like that?
I'm like shaking already, like thinking of the water. Stop.
I'll bring some of my mom's gravy.
There you go.
Italian gravy.
Now you're getting me sold on the idea. I'll tell you what, you bring your mom's sauce, and I'll have my wife make up a batch of my grandmom's recipe of gravy, and I'll bring that, and we'll have like multiple meals.
And I'll bring Maxine and my mom's wine that
Ooh.
They make.
Oh, you
that's
got me there.
Like, yeah, that's off the charge killer.
Oh yeah. Okay.
See? I had you at gravy, didn't I?
Gravy and wine, like two of the most important things in life. You had me sold. Top it off with music.
Gravy. That was hard for me to say. Gravy.
One of my listeners, because he loves that gravy question, he always like sends me like pictures of himself holding like cups of like. It's sauce, and he calls it gravy now, and he's in Texas, and it's like he doesn't really grasp the whole concept of it. So it's like a whole thing for
funny.
Me. So when he hears
was it
you
or somebody sent me a picture of a jar of sauce that they took in the grocery store, a picture, and it said gravy on it. It's like, ew, get it away from me. What?
That's funny.
I instantly think of you. I think of you, or I think of Carmine and Vinny Appice.
You know, I'm pretty sure when I talked to both of them, they both said sauce too.
Did they? I thought they said gravy because they're from New York. But maybe.
I'd have to go back.
Well,
and,
we're gonna have to find that out. Yeah, we'll have to Facebook them.
Oh, that's too funny. Roxy, again, always a pleasure. Now I'm going to make sure I have gravy on Sunday, and I'm going to send it a picture over to you just for you.
No, right on. All right. Ciao, babe. Nice talking to you.
You too. Tell all the Madame X, Brett and your sister Maxine, and of course, Godzilla. I miss that guy. Tell him I was all you.
Will do. All right.
Take care. Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hood and Nerdy Rocks. There you go. There it is. There they are. The one and only Madam X, and that was Monstrosity, the title track of their new album, which came out thanks to EMP Records. Before that, we did a double shot of Vixen. We did Love is a Killer and Edge of a Broken Heart, which you can hear both live on the new live album, thanks to Rat Pack Records. It's called Live Fire. You can pre-order it now. And also, too, a little bonus track. Check it out. Thanks to Roxy, always a great guest, great friend, good people. To both Vixen and Madam X, have a rockin' amazing time over in Sweden this weekend. And to everybody else, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being Totally Driven. Make sure you check us out all over the world of social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Look for Totally Driven Radio, Totally Driven Entertainment, or myself, Bay Ragney. And you can like us, love us, follow us, subscribe to us as well on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, Stitcher, and more. Just look for us. Check us out. And most importantly, stay driven, everybody. Until next time, see you.